Chapter 22, Cheat. Although her back and fingers were tired, Melinda sighed with relief and joy when she had sewed the last stitch on her first homemade quilt. My mom had been more than an adequate teacher, instilling in Mel not only the desire to do good work, but to feel personal satisfaction in doing whatever she did for the glory of God. My mom was quick to remind Mel that all good things come from God, and he should always be the first to receive not only the thanks, but also the glory. She folded it carefully, putting it in the chest that Da had made for her, because she always put her best things in there. One reason for safekeeping, and secondly, because it pleased her so much to have something to call her very own. This chest was hers alone, and the whole family knew it and honored that. She went rapidly down the steps to tell my mom and ma, and she was quick to remind them of the big state fair that was being organized the very moment that they were speaking about it. One of the reasons she was so concerned was the fact that her quilt was an entry this year. Sore fingers or not, she was determined to enter it if she had anything to do about it. Win hands down for sure. The day of the fair was God's gift. The wind was blowing quietly and the rain had quit a few hours ago. The grass and trees were a glowing green and soft clouds covered the sky looking like puffs of cotton hung there. Oh, such a day, such an event, certainly enough to thrill the heart of every man, woman, and child for miles around. When the quilt competition had ended and judges had awarded the ribbon to Melinda, she had mixed emotions, for even though she had hoped she would win, she still was surprised when her name was called. When, within a few days of the competition, Mrs. Muldoon came to the dwelling and, after sitting herself down, proceeded to ask Melinda how she had the nerve to enter someone else's work as her own. Woo! When my mom and Ma and Melinda had caught their breath and at such a sudden unfair accusation, they all started to speak at once. Mrs. Muldoon looked annoyed, and my mom knew she needed to take charge of this high-voltage situation. "Everyone, please be quiet, for I need to be speaking, and you need to be listening real careful, and you, Mrs. Muldoon, especially. You be coming into our dwelling and accusing our Melinda of lying about the quilt she entered being her own work. I want you to be knowing that every square, every stitch, even the design, was the work of her own hands. If and you be thinking my Mel be cheating, you need to be telling her you are sorry, for this child is not seeking praise for herself, but wanting to show other girls like her that to work for God and to do your best work is for everyone. Just because a child wins over an older person does not mean that that child be cheating. Anybody can excel at anything if they give God the glory and work aiming to do their best. You should be ashamed, Mrs. Muldoon, to come in our dwelling and be hurting an honest and hard-working girl like our Mel. Mrs. Muldoon, rising from her chair, looking embarrassed and flustered beyond recovery, cleared her throat and, going toward Melinda, told her that the work was in her eyes too fine to be the work of a child. Many of her friends, after many years, had only practiced and perfected their work lately, and she really felt justified in making her complaint. She told them that she felt badly about what she said because she felt that her judgment was harsh and uncalled for, and now that it was settled in her mind, would they forgive her? Melinda, getting up from the chair, went to Mrs. Muldoon and warmly wrapped her arms around her neck, kissing her gently, and said, "Mrs. Muldoon, my mama is my teacher, and her being so good at quilting made sure that I did it the right way. I know that many could be seeing my work as adult work, but I'd be telling you my mom would not be putting up with shoddy or clumsy quilting from her kin, no matter what. So I learned early on to do my best work and to show my mom I respect her and to be listening real good to her instructing me. I won the ribbon because I deserve it in truth. God himself blessed me because I set to be blessing him by my work and attitude. I hope you'll be feeling better about all this because we want you to be peaceful in your heart before you believe in our dwelling. With tears in her eyes, Mrs. Muldoon told them all that she felt peaceful by all means and that she learned a big lesson into jumping to conclusions before you get all the facts. She told them she admired the family for their honesty and directness, and she would tell other women that felt as she did that all had been unfair, and she was glad Melinda had won, and that she hoped that she would enter again. But she wondered with her beautiful work if anyone else would ever have opportunity to ever see a blue ribbon again. With this comment, all laughed, Mrs. Muldoon the hardest. And with goodbyes being said by all, Mrs. Muldoon left smiling as she went down the path toward town. Melinda climbed to the loft and tenderly put her ribbon on top of the controversial quilt, and looking to heaven, blessed God, blew him a soft kiss, and went to feed her horse, happy to put all behind her and get on with whatever she would do next in her interesting life.